Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
But we do have this goodie. It is, and when you go to the ballpark tonight, you can pick up Cardinals Magazine. Issue 3 is out for the season. Elizabeth Meineke is the senior editor of Cardinals Magazine and joins us now on KMOX. Elizabeth, good to see you.
It's good to see you guys, too. We need to get you down to the ballpark for one of the games this homestand.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Well, I want to see the Dodgers.
I think I am going Friday.
It's fun to see the big names. Always fun to see the Cardinals. But then when, you know, teams come in that have that superstar lineup, you've got to appreciate it.
Well, and it's especially fun to see the Cardinals go toe-to-toe with the big names, yeah. Especially if we, you know, when we win.
So. That's right.
So have you guys tried some of the new food at the ballpark, too, this year?
Yes.
What did you try?
We had, was there a special hot dog that had, or was that last year's?
Well, I think there is. We did, we have like these dumplings that have come around this year. It's that intentional walk. Make sure you go to Ford Plaza when you come.
Okay.
I think I had those 3 days in a row, like the first homestand. And then I was like, all right, these are amazing, but I've got to like vary, you know, what I'm eating.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I went to the mayo ketchup stand and fell in love too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When you guys come down to the ballpark, this homestand, you got to try some
food
as well.
Wait, so where are these dumplings?
They're at the place is called Intentional Walk. It's WOK. Yes. And it's, see what we did there?
Yeah.
See what we did there?
It's very good.
Yeah.
And it's,
it could have been the Bok Walk.
That's not a. Okay.
Anyway. The expression on Chris's face right now. He's judging. He's
the
judging hard.
The
Bok Walk.
But it's in Ford Plaza, so it's right around the area where we've got a lot of great activities for kids. So if you've got kids, you can come down, they can play the game, you know. Get some good food. So
dude, I love
it's worth swinging by there.
That's awesome.
So people can come to, when they come to the ballpark tonight, they can pick up Cardinals Magazine. Lars Nootbaar is on the cover.
Yeah.
Yes. We kind of wanted to dive into some of his leadoff stats this year. You know, I think this was something that Ollie, basically, as we talk about in the piece, and one of our senior writers, Mark Emmert, did some great reporting on this, told Lars a few days before the season started, he said, your mission is you are the leadoff guy. Your name is written in ink. Take it and run with it. And he really has. You know, he actually set a major league record for the start of the season with leading off games with a walk.
Hmm.
So he had 11 by the end of April, and that was a major league record. And even just for the Cardinals, he ended up getting on base 56 times by the end of April, and that was second in franchise history, actually, to start a season, second only to Albert Pujols.
Wow.
So
mm-hmm.
It's some pretty good company.
Wow.
So we wanted to kind of, you know, look at what had changed or how he'd been building to this point throughout his career. And so there's some great quotes in there. I think Nolan Arenado has one where he says, as Lars go, we go. And so,
yeah, I'm looking at that. That's a... That's a pretty heavy quote coming from Nolan Arenado.
100%. And he even, you know, talked about how he was like, Lars has some of the best plate discipline I've ever seen. He's like, he's got way better plate discipline than I do. So it was fun to both hear what some of his teammates had to say about him and then also some of the coaching staff as well.
You know, he's a fan favorite.
Yeah.
People like Lars a lot. And getting that opportunity to just be the leadoff hitter and stay there and not have to worry about getting moved down or something else has to have been pretty beneficial for him to not have to worry about any of that.
That's true. And it's interesting because he actually was a leadoff hitter in Little League, believe it or not. And he said he traces back some of his, you know, his ability to decipher the strike zone even to that, because he said, you know, his coach would tell him, hey, a lot of these kids that you're facing, these pitchers are on pitch limits. So if you can be disciplined in your approach, that's going to help the rest of the team because it's going to get the pitch out earlier. Obviously, you see some of the ripple effects, you know, with major league strategy as well. But so he's been prepping for this role for a while.
No, it, going back to the story, you mentioned the different people that you interview, going back to Lars Nootbaar's youth and how his swing decisions are elite and he has skills that are harder to teach. Like you said, that patience at the plate. But he's saying, no, nothing special about my eyesight. Like, he says nothing's that special.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most startling things for us is, you know, you just kind of assume if someone has good plate discipline that they have good eyesight. And Lars is like, no, he's like, I wear contacts. So I think our hitting coach said, well, then we should all get a pair of those contacts. So the good news and the bad news. The good news is that some of this was nurture, right? Some of this was, you know, him preparing for this leadoff role, like what he'd been doing throughout his career, really throughout his entire life. You know, some of that obviously paid off in this instance. And then other times, some of the people we interviewed just said, honestly, some of this is just an innate gift.
Yeah.
It's an innate skill set that you're born with. So it's both. It's both.
Elizabeth, there's a really good, and I think this will be a favorite for a lot of people who are baseball nerds, probably. And even if you're not, there is an entire story on gloves and the players and the gloves they use. There are photos of the gloves that they use and stories about, you know, falling in love with the glove they use and how they break it in and that sort of thing. I think anybody who has played Little League, high school, whatever, this is the kind of thing that you could really get into. It's a really cool story.
It's that bond between the player and the glove. And
how important it is to them, you know?
So much. I think Nolan Arenado has a quote in there where he says, well, it's not my baby, but it's pretty special to me. So, and, you know, actually, he has sort of a pet peeve. He said, you know, people can hand him his glove, but he really dislikes it. It's an absolute no-no if people put their hand inside his glove.
Oh,
so if anyone happens to be, you know, handing Nolan Arenado his glove, just make sure you don't try it on. So he will not be happy about that. And then, you know, other players, too. It was kind of fun. Obviously, defense has been a huge theme for the Cardinals, you know, early this season. And it was also kind of fun to hear some of the guys say, yeah, you know, we're looking to get that gold patch on our glove. And that was actually helping make, you know, for a gold glove. So that was actually helping them make some of their decisions going into this year. So Mason Winn actually switched over to Rawlings to start the season. He said, you know, being around Nolan Arenado every day, you know, just in hearing Nolan talk about his glove, Mason's like, maybe I should try that out. So when he also said, he was like, you know, I'd like to win a gold glove. And so I want to be able to put that patch on my glove at this point. But he, you know, he was interesting. He said that he's actually only really had two gloves since he was 15 years old.
Wow.
So before this season, he had been using the same glove since he had been drafted by the Cardinals. So it was also interesting to get into the dynamics of, you know, how often there's turnover, what the guys do to break in their gloves. I mean, we definitely covered a lot of ground in the piece and talked to everyone from, you know, Sonny Gray to Lars Nootbaar to Pies. So
it's great because if you take care of your glove and it, actually, even if you don't, you can have it for years. You could really use it forever if you wanted to.
Well, and I think Mason even said, he's like, mine broke last year, but he's like, our assistant trainer, Chris Conroy, who is amazing. He was like, there's almost nothing that he can't repair. So I think these gloves get an extended life thanks to the hard work of Chris Conroy, too. So
I'm looking at a picture in this magazine that looks like chaos. It looks insane. I thought it was a glove store.
Yes,
but it's not a glove store.
It's not. One of our minor leaguers, actually, when he was a little kid, he saved up his money to purchase a glove. And he used it for about a week or two. And then he was like, wait a minute, I'm a catcher and this is not a catcher's glove. Like, why did I buy this? Mm-hmm. So he ended up, you know, just being able to sell it on eBay and he made a profit. And he thought, huh, I wonder if there's something here. So this has grown into this like incredible side collection for him. Obviously, he's like, you know, right now I can't spend too much time on it because I'm focused on playing baseball. But yeah, so he has gloves that he has now collected or gloves that he'll trade. He's got, you know, I think he says about 40 to 50 gloves that he's never going to sell. Like some, wow. Obviously, Matt Holliday helped him acquire. So he has this great collection, but he also, you know, has this glove market as well. So the picture that you're looking at, and everyone needs to check this out in the magazine, because when I first saw that picture too, my jaw was on the ground. I'm like, okay, this is incredible. We have to ask him about this. So, I didn't know they made gloves in those colors and those patterns.
It's rainbows and colors, like a rainbow of colors, I should say, over 350 gloves in his little home office, jam-packed. He's in the minor league system. He's only 24 years old, right?
Yes, he's young. So he's hopefully got a lot of baseball ahead of him.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a impressive entrepreneurial spirit. So, and they really are works of art. That's one thing I love about the pictures. Once you get past the, oh my goodness, the sheer volume of how many gloves are there, you really get to see like, wow, this is just art.
How many does he have here? Because you said he's got 40 to 50 he's going to hang on to.
Yes.
Over 350.
Yeah. Yes, that's
okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't say that right
I think
there.
He did say one time, he said there's one glove he cannot get his hands on. Hmm. And that is one, it was a glove that his brothers had bought for his mom, a sort of a gag gift, because they knew that they would be the ones using it. So he was like, I tried to sell that one once, and she's like, uh-uh, that's my glove. That stays here. So that's the one glove that is out of his reach.
That's funny. That's
so cool. I think people are really going to like this one. This story here, because
this is a lot of fun.
Because I mean, anybody, like I said, who's played, you grow an attachment to that thing.
Well, and so many players have personal messages on their gloves too, and that's another thing that we got into as well. I know Victor Scott II has a couple of great messages on his glove. I think one of his gloves, it has "Love You, Ma," and then another place that says GGAC, which stands, is a message, stands for something that his parents, you know, tell him every time they're on the phone together. Yeah. So there's a lot of good tidbits in there.
And I'll.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Also, I think worth mentioning as well in the magazine, towards the back of the magazine, remembering Walt Jocketty, some written words by Tony La Russa.
Yes. I mean, obviously, Cardinals fans know how much Walt Jocketty meant to this franchise. Mm-hmm. And his loss, you know, his loss this year, I mean, was really felt. And so we thought that it would be a fitting tribute to some of his legacy with the Cardinals to have Tony La Russa share some words with us in the magazine. Mm-hmm. And be able to kind of just share his reflections on Walt and what he meant to not only the franchise, but the sport. And then there's a timeline in the back as well of just all of the trades that happened under Walt Jocketty. And it's amazing to go through and see some of those names on that and just be reminded of how he really helped usher in an era of greatness for the Cardinals.
As we mentioned, Lars Nootbaar is on the cover here, and our good friend Chris Ranji Elizabeth, has forever really messed me up because he has said multiple times Newt Larsbar, which sounds right.
Could you, if you ever...
Did you actually, say that on you know purpose what? To mess around?
I don't no. know, but now Newt Larsbar sounds
right. I think Newt Larsbar sounds good.
I am sure he's probably heard many different iterations of his name, so I don't think that would faze him at all.
Would you do me a favor? Would you ask him how he feels about it and report back?
Sure. I'll say an anonymous source wants to know how you feel about this.
Okay. Yeah, because so. I like it.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to keep using it.
I have to think twice, though, because people say Newt, right? Because of Lars Newtbar. But then when Newt Larsbar is in my head, and then I don't know, I just, it just messes me up forever.
Well, I think he has said in a previous interview, when we talked to him for a previous issue, he did say something about, I think it was when he was playing college ball at USC, and he said the opponents, the opposing team's fans, like, would heckle him because of his name.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I got a lot of grief from their fans, you know, because of my name. So I think he's used to, you know,
I
think
he's used
pretty, it's a, I know it's a pretty good name.
It's an awesome name.
I like
love it.
And he actually has part of it as well, that the part that is his grandfather's name from Japan, Tatsuji. I'm not quite sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. But that's actually stitched on his glove in Japanese
that's
character.
Awesome.
So yeah, he's proud. He's proud of the name. It's a good name.
So
it's a memorable name.
It is. It's a great name.
It is.
Lars Newtbar on the cover of the new issue of Cardinals Magazine, the Game Day Magazine, Issue 3. It is available right now. Pick it up at the ballpark tonight when you go there. You can also order it online if you want to, right?
That's right, at cardinals.com/magazine.
Told you. See? I knew things. Yep. Elizabeth Meineke is the senior editor with Cardinals Mag with us now. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for
the
gift, too.
Yeah, of course.
You. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.